Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show. And Dr. Amy Edwards, I always like to start with, what are you seeing on the front lines at UH?
Yeah, we're seeing an increase. There are more children admitted with COVID right now than almost any time so far in the outbreak.
Are the kids recovering faster than the grown-ups do?
For the most part, yes.
And we see news that Pfizer has a vaccine that's 90% effective. Is this the trial you're part of, number one? And number two, should we be excited about this?
So there's a couple different ways to answer that. The first is, yes, I am in the Pfizer study. The second is, I'm very excited about this vaccine, but you have to take all of this in context. So this was prelim data, and basically what they saw is when they compared vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals in the trial, that there appeared to be, 90% protection. So only about, 10% of people who were vaccinated still got COVID. Now that's early. That's based on a small proportion. There's a couple things we don't know. What are the ages of the people who are getting COVID? Did the vaccine protect against severe disease? Are fewer vaccinated people ending up in the hospital? Pfizer is only going to have about 50 million doses by the end of 2020, and it's a two-dose regimen. So you're saying about 25 million people in this world, not even in the United States, but in the world, will have access to this vaccine by the end of 2020.
So the record-breaking high COVID numbers here in Ohio and across the U.S. are from what?
Contact tracing has made it very clear. It's group gatherings. There's a cluster of teachers who went to a Halloween party, and now they're all in quarantine. There's the wedding that I think it's 124 cases, or no, I'm sorry, there's 124 people at the wedding, but there's been like 50 cases to come out of that. It's not a mystery. We know exactly where this is coming from.
56% of Americans still plan to travel this Thanksgiving. So I would have to think, based on what you just said, this is a bad idea.
I get it. It's depressing. Like, nobody wants to just sit in their house and not hang out with people. I understand that. But we're talking about people's lives. People need to make a decision. Like, what's more important to you? Your social life or people's lives?